two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It's 38 degrees.
Wet roads and slower traffic as a result. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is the weather. Rain has been coming down all night in the valleys, and we're seeing some heavy snow in the mountains.
We'll get to that in just a moment, but first we have a story developing in Salt Lake City.
The man believed to have shot and killed 21-year-old Isaiah Valerio is at a Halloween party over the weekend, has turned himself into police.
KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the brand new details. Heather?
Well, Amanda, a statement from the Salt Lake City Police Homicide Squad shows Roy Anthony Duran is the suspect in the fatal shooting, which occurred early Sunday morning. Witnesses claim Duran was at a warehouse party in downtown Salt Lake and started arguing with several partygoers. It's then alleged the man punched Valerio before shooting and killing him. Duran turned himself into Clearfield Police yesterday. He was then transported to the Salt Lake Police Department, where he was booked for murder, obstruction of justice, and other charges. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Now to the weather with Grant Wayman. An impressive storm continues to blanket much of the Beehive State with widespread rain in the valleys and snow falling in the mountains.
For the most part along the Wasatch Front, it's rain in the lower elevations and not snow. And just checking some of the Park City cams, top of Parleys, it is for the most part rain. So we're still looking at a pretty, you know, like a relatively high snow level at this point. This is a statewide storm. Eastern part of the state, a lot of widespread rain there. And that includes the southwestern part of the state as well. So it is cool. It is wet. And it's going to stay that way really much of the day with these showers at times, really through the noon hour, and then finally kind of tapering off a little bit in the afternoon.
Grant says the Cottonwood Canyons are expecting about a foot of new snow and maybe even more before this is over.
What's happening on the roadways with all this water? We continue our team coverage with an early check of traffic with Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center. Andy?
Well, the water has been a factor more so at the high elevations as it turns to slush and snow, where we've seen some slowing on I-80 through Parleys. We've still got the restrictions for chains four-wheel drives in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. And earlier this morning, construction and water were an issue in southern Utah County, but that seems to be less of an issue at the moment. Although if you go into Spanish Fort Canyon, you'll run to several spots where traffic runs a little slower than usual. But as long as the water keeps coming down, it's going to keep your speeds a little bit under the limit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories this hour. People who were inside a Boise, Idaho shopping mall yesterday when a person started shooting are telling us about what it was like as they scrambled to get to safety.
I had him in the stroller and we kind of just turned around and started running. And then we were just yelling at everybody we could that there was a shooter, and made our way back into JCPenney's and just ran out the back door into the parking lot.
Lindsay Humphreys was there shopping with one of her kids. Two people were killed. Four others were injured, including one of the responding police officers. The suspect is in police custody in a hospital this morning.
An FDA advisory panel meets today to vote on whether to clear the way for Pfizer's COVID shot for 5 to 11-year-olds. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
The White House ready to ship out 65 million pediatric doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine across the country, anticipating federal regulators will approve the shots for kids ages 5 to 11, starting with the FDA advisory panel today. Medical experts also urging parents to begin requesting vaccination appointments for their kids.
Doctors going over the clinical trial data show side effects for the low-dose vaccines are about the same as for adult doses, which include a sore arm, fatigue, and headache.
65% of Utah voters now disapprove of how President Biden is doing his job.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, pollsters say that many of the president's policies and proposals are just not doing well here in Utah. The Deseret News poll shows that President Biden was doing better at the beginning of his presidency, but voters now say they don't like how he's handling the southern border, Afghanistan, huge spending bills, inflation, and more. He was getting better marks on his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, but even those numbers are slipping, especially as voters disapprove of vaccine mandates. The director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics says the Democrats enjoyed a brief honeymoon phase in Utah, but that is now being short-lived. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.